I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. Big change for Canada, a rout on Election Day, Conservatives out, Liberals in, and a familiar name headed for the Prime Minister's office, Justin Trudeau. Turns out he's not just a handsome face, as his opponents often suggested during the campaign. I spoke about Trudeau's background with the CBC's Laura Lynch.
He is the son of Pierre Trudeau, one of Canada's most notable prime ministers. So he's already lived in the house that he's about to move into, 24 Sussex Drive. But it really didn't come to national prominence until his father died in 2000 and he gave the eulogy at his father's funeral. And people began to think, well, maybe he's got a life in politics ahead of him. He certainly didn't have the typical career. He was a high school teacher and he also was a snowboarder for a time and a bouncer. And then he entered politics later in the first decade of the century and won in a riding he wasn't expected to win in, served in parliament for a while as a backbencher, resisted calls to run for the leadership, ran for the leadership. And you know what? He himself would say this. He has been underestimated throughout his political career, and he's played that to his strength right back into the prime minister's office.
So the fact is, a Trudeau is prime minister again in Canada. Does this feel like a back to the future moment?
To me, having come of age during Trudeau Senior's prime ministership, no, it doesn't feel exactly the same. He is his father's son in some ways, but in other ways, he's entirely different. His father was a blazingly intelligent man who would let you know it, and he did not suffer fools gladly. The younger Trudeau has that touch with people, has that charm with people, and is not afraid to show it, and ran a campaign that was full of optimism, hope. The word change came up a lot. Does that remind you of anybody, Marco?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, and even in his speech last night, he was ringing a lot of those same bells as Obama rung when he was elected in 2008. He's created a lot of very high expectations with that. Now he has to get down to the practicality of governing. So when he used that phrase last night that we need to return to quote-unquote sunny ways, that's not going to get him all the way down to the point of dealing with issues of practical conflict, both nationally and internationally.
So in Canada, just a few mechanics here. The prime minister calls elections, and Stephen Harper called this one, but prime ministers do it when they believe they can win. How did Stephen Harper get it so wrong?
Well, to give him his due, there was legislation that set the election for every 4 years, and he stuck to that legislation. He didn't have to, you're right, but he said he was going to stick with it, and he did, believing that the Conservatives would triumph because they had a bigger piggy bank to play with, and they would be able to out-campaign and out-advertise. But a couple of things I think were key here. One is, again, underestimating Justin Trudeau, not just underestimating him, but mocking him in election ads, one that kept coming up saying, Justin Trudeau, just not ready. Nice hair, though. And it's one thing to actually underestimate him, but to sort of be nasty about it, that wasn't resonating with people who already saw Stephen Harper as someone who was ready to belittle those who did not agree with him. And at the end of the day, I think a lot of this came down to a national referendum on Stephen Harper instead of the government. And he'd made it that way. And I think people were just really tired of the tone.
So, Laura, in the UK, we saw progressive Jeremy Corbyn become the leader of the Labour Party in a landslide. Bernie Sanders is stumping all the conventional wisdom here in the US. Is Canada also sliding to the left? Is that what this is about?
Yeah, it's interesting, Marco, because the Liberal Party is traditionally considered the centrist party in Canadian politics. The Conservatives operate to the right of that, and the New Democratic Party operates to the left of that. Don't forget, going into this election, the New Democrats were in first place. They tacked to the center, the Liberals tacked left, and they actually came out with it. They are promising to take the government into deficit spending to stimulate some infrastructure and jobs in this country. So in a way, you could say yes, but traditionally, no, you're seeing a party of the center. So I'm not so sure that this country is making any great shift leftward.
The CBC's Laura Lynch there.